Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Before you, amen. From International Prayer Center, this is Pastor Priscilla McCray with Interceding is What I Do, amen. We're going to open up our segment tonight, amen, with a word of prayer to intercede for someone, to allow God to work and do some things in someone's life at this time, amen. Father God, we come before you right now, God. Saints, Lord. Thank you for everything that you supplied us with, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Somebody's family circle was interrupted, Lord God. Restore the peace and harmony, Father God, that only you could bring, Lord. Lord, we're telling you thank you, God. Thank you for never leaving us, Lord God. Thank you for always being out right now, God. Thank you for always allowing us to cry out to you, God. Thank you for always delivering us from situations, Lord God. Even, Father, when we don't realize that we're in them, God. Thank you for always being our shield of protection, Lord God. Father, we find it our robbery to give you thanks, Father God, for providing us, Lord God, with the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, Lord God, with full usage, Lord God, of our voices and our limbs, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for protecting us, Lord God, on the highways and byways. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are calling in and listening to what you have to say to us, God. Thank you, Lord God, for pulling me out of my trenches, God. Thank you, Lord God, for having us closed in our right minds, God. Thank you, Lord God, as we continue to travel and teach and preach your word, God. Thank you for bestowing those gifts unto us, Lord God. And as we continue to do this, Lord God, continue to hide us, Lord God, behind the cross of Calvary, Lord. The place where you made it all possible, Lord God, that all of our sins could be forgiven, God. Thank you for not turning back, Lord God, on us, but always, Lord God, being right there with us, God. We thank you on this night, Lord God. Father, I ask that you, Lord God, decrease me, that someone may be able to hear you, Lord God. Decrease and use me right now, Father God. Have your way with me, Lord God. Do as you will with me, Lord God, for I am your loving and your faithful servant, Lord God. Allow someone to be able to get the glory, Lord God, and to be able to hear you, Lord God, and to be able to follow your instructions on this moment, Lord God. Father, we thank you for this heavenly season, Lord God, a season of peace and harmony, a season of understanding, a season of giving, Lord God. Lord, you said that we are to enter your kingdom, your gates, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise. And right now, Lord God, we have a praise in our heart, because praise is what we do, Lord God. Interceding is how we are following your instructions, Lord God, by praying one for another, Lord God. Father, you said it in your word that whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, Lord God, we bind up key assignments, key principalities, key generals, key incidents assigned by the enemy himself, Lord God. We bind them up. We break any strongholds. We pull them down right now, Lord God. We break up the yoke and the foul ground in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're asking for your understanding right now, Lord God. We're asking that your word goes forth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, callers, and I thank you for joining me again. Amen. Thank you for this opportunity, amen, to come before your people, Lord God. But we're going to be coming to you tonight from James 1, verses 1 through 2. Amen? James 1, verses 1 through, 1 through 3. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered amongst the nations, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials and trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. I'll repeat that again. James, servants of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered amongst the nations, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reader and the listeners. Amen. Our topic on this evening, amen, and we won't be long before you, amen, not on this day. But our topic on this day is count it all joy. Count it all joy that when you are going through certain situations and you feel like you just can't get through them, amen, those are the times that we are to count it all joy. Have you ever had a situation that you've been going through or trials come upon you, but before it's all over, amen, God has already wiped it clean and you've gone through it, amen, and when you were going through it, you didn't feel like you'd be able to make it. You felt like just giving up. You felt like throwing in the towel. But I'm here today right now to tell you that you can count it all joy. James was speaking to us, amen, and I remember just vaguely when I was going through the teachings of this, amen, James doesn't say if you face trials, but whenever you face them. He assumes that we would have trials and that it is possible to forfeit from them. Come on, somebody. I'm going to say that again. James doesn't say if you face trials, but whenever you face them, he assumes that you will have trials, and that it's possible to forfeit from them. What are you saying, Pastor? What the word is saying, what Jesus is trying to show us, that even though we are having our trials and our tribulations, we are able to deviate from those things and not allow those things to direct our path. Come on, somebody. My Lord. But the point is not to pretend to be happy when we face pain, but it is to have a positive outlook. I'm going to repeat that again. The point is not to pretend to be happy when we face pain, but it is to have a positive outlook. Someone has lost their job, but in saying, I give up, I've lost my job, believe, trust and believe that God is just preparing you for your new job. God doesn't want you to be stagnated and lackadaisical, amen, of where you are. So he's allowing some things to happen in your life. So this is not the time that you're to give up, oh God. This is the time that you're to praise him in advance. I remember the songwriter just said it. I will praise him in advance because when God, amen, when the enemy will come in and do something, God knows how to do it better than anything, amen. He, amen, will know how to just open up a cracked window, amen, and pour out you a blessing that you are yet to receive, amen. He said that he'll do it for you, and I am ready for God to do it right now, knowing and believing that he can, amen. I said that we are to count it all joy, my Lord. But when you're going through your pain, sometimes, sisters and brothers, we have a heavy heart. And we go through things believing that as long as we are Christian folk, these things should not get next to us. But let's be honest and let's be real here because we are all still in the flesh. Amen? We experience things and we feel it in our flesh. But the thing of what God is looking for us in this is that when the pain comes upon us, what is our behavior? That's a question. What is it that we're doing as disciples, as followers, as believers? What is it that we're doing when our trials are coming against us? Are we running to God and continually falling down in his presence and seeking his face and studying our word and looking for the answer? Or we're saying, well, I was a disciple, so I believe that I shouldn't face anything. I believe that I am protected from those things. I want to serve you notice right now. You are never protected from those tribulations, amen, those trials. Those things are designed to bring you up, amen, and to another place that God desires to use you. He's just using those situations, amen, to bring you to a higher level. Sometimes you go through things that you never thought you would be delivered from, and when you look back, you say, it wasn't so bad. As long as you stay in the presence of God, even though you feel heavy, the idea and knowing that even when you go through, that you can count it all joy, that is the most awesome thing that God gave us. Amen? I can go back to the songwriter when the songwriter says that man didn't give it to me and man can't take it away. Amen? I still have joy. Somebody ought to be doing a shout right then and there that I still have joy. Although I lost my wife, although I lost my husband, although my children cursed me, although my job has left me, my friends have put me down, my church people are not doing me right, regardless of all that I've gone through and everything that I'm dealing with, I still have joy. If you're sitting next to somebody, call and just nudge them a little bit and tell your neighbor, say, I still have joy. Amen? So when you're faced with those pains and those trials and tribulations, God wants you to know that he's still there. Amen? Consider it a pure joy. Have you ever had something that was watered down and it just didn't taste right? You had a soda, as the old folk in my town would say, you had yourself some soda water, and the ice just began to water down. It just doesn't taste that good, amen? But how many of you know that Jesus is not watered down? It's pure. It's whole. His love, his kind, his mercy is complete, amen? How many of you know that you can just simply count it all joy? Now, but to have all of these things in consideration, to know that you're able to face your pains, to know that you don't have to pretend to be happy, but to position yourselves that you're able to endure these things. James tells us to turn our hardship into a time of learning. That's where it goes back and say, this is our trials and our tribulations. We are to grow from the experiences that we deal with. Amen? Tough times can teach us true perseverance. For other passages dealing with our perseverance, amen, you may find yourself in a quiet time where you're able to go back and study up on Romans 2 and 7 and Romans 5, 3 through 5, amen. These are some things that could tell you about perseverance, amen. These are some things that we can go through, and I love, amen, calling out and just dealing with it and being able to know that James says that doesn't matter what we go through. He said that it doesn't matter what we're feeling. He said it doesn't matter what it looks like. How many of you have your pastor say, no matter what it looks like, count it all joy. Now, if I can take this just a step further, when we deal with our trials, when I look closer into this passage, amen, say trials are outward circumstances. There are conflicts, there are sufferings, and there are troubles. And now all of these things are encountered by believers. So these things don't just come to the sinner, amen. How many of you remember? I don't say no. Remember, because see, sometimes we get delivered from a thing, but we don't remember where we come from. So how many of you remember that we are born into a life of sin? Amen? How many of you know that? So as believers, we are not exempt from those things, but as believers and disciples, we are trained to be able to deal with those things so those things don't hinder us, amen. They just help build us up. Come on, somebody. My Lord. Trials are not pleasant, and they may be extremely grievous, but believers are to consider them as opportunities for rejoicing. Somebody needs to turn to their neighbors and say, are you rejoicing tonight? Troubles and difficulties are tools in which refines and purifies our faith. They produce patience and endurance. I'm one that used to say, you know, I really don't have patience. I really don't have time. But how many of you know God will sit you down and make sure you got time for him? My Lord. Saints, this isn't a long message. It is a simple message tonight that we are to count it all joy. Everything that we're doing, because we're able to sing out to God, because we're able to pray, because we're able to teach someone and tell someone about the good news, at this time, we should be thanking God and allowing God to do some things with each and every one of us. Amen? There are some things that we need to just go ahead and face. There are some things that we just need to go ahead and endure at times. There are some things and there are some people that we just need to move out of our way, amen? Find it not robbery and tell somebody that they're not supposed to be in your life, amen? Some people are there for a reason or a season, But again, like it goes back to how many of you know that joy comes in the morning? So if those people are there and they're full of darkness and they're full of gloom and they're full of things that are not like God, they're hindering from you from getting to your morning, amen, from you reaching your climax of joy. They're standing in the middle, they're interceding on the enemy's behalf. But you got to count it all joy. You got to muscle up some strength and move those things out of your way. Come on now. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for this word, God. Count it all joy. We ought to know that as believers, he will not leave us nor forsake us because his word said so. Again, I remember going back into it, and I remember in Acts where the apostles left the Sanhedrin. They were rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. They were counted worthy of suffering and disgrace of the name. I remember Reverend Bowman just said it, amen, that when you're worthy, that means it's a value of something. When you're worthy, that means it amounts to something, amen? Worthy, counted worthy of suffering, oh, my Lord, the disgrace for the name. We are to count it all joy, amen? There are some things you just got to go through, amen, in order for you to be deemed worthy, to be able to cry out to God the way you do, amen? Okay, I remember in 1 Peter 1:6, in all this greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, he didn't say that everything you're going through will last. Amen. He said, but now for a little while, you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Lord God, why am I losing out? Why are these things happening to me? Why can't I ever just be able to just have a good day? Why is it every day it has to be a bad day? Come on, somebody. I ain't by myself here. Why is it that sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so can always have some nice things that we can always ride around in the finest cars, but I'm always stuck here? God has you where he needs you to be, amen? Because if he gives it to you right then and there, come on, somebody, you wouldn't be able to appreciate it. So there are some things that we just have to endure. There are some things that we just have to go through. But in Romans 5:3-5, amen, the word reads, not only so, but we. He didn't say you. He didn't just say me. He said, not only so, but we also glory. Also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Come on now. Perseverance, character, and character in hope. And hope does not put up to shame, because God's love has been God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Ask yourself, has God poured out something into your life? They're teaching us right here, amen, that there's some endurance, there's some perseverance, there's some things that we need to go through, amen, in order for us to be able to see the things, in order for us to be able to go through some things, amen. We have to go through. We have to understand that nothing that is wonderful and good has just been that way except Jesus Christ. But let me not just leave you right there, because we know that he did the most suffering, amen? But I thank God at this hour, amen, that he died for our sins. Amen. I thank God that he gave us another opportunity to get it right. I thank God, amen, that he continued to move on our behalf. I thank God that he did not allow our sins to send us out, amen. Because how many of you really understand that hell was not built for us? He provided that place for the one that went against him. He provided that room for Lucifer and his followers, amen? He provided that place. He did not provide that place, amen, for us to be condemned. This is why he stepped down, amen, into the human flesh, and he did it in such a miraculous way that he chose an untouched individual, a virgin, amen? He went down so that we, amen, could be followers of him. He showed us how to get together. Then he died for our sins. That was the greatest sacrifice. And even at that very moment, right then, you should have been giving yourself a holy praise unto God. Because at that time, you should have been counting it all joy. Amen? Jesus. Somebody needs to be able to high five your neighbor and say, I'm counting it all joy. I'm going to press on regardless of what it looks like. I'm counting it all joy regardless of what it feels like. I'm counting it all joy regardless of what I have to go through. I'm counting it all joy regardless of what I've lost. I'm counting it all joy, regardless of how the people look at me. I'm counting it all joy, regardless of what they say about me. I'm counting it all joy, regardless of the cost they built for me. I'm counting it all joy, regardless of what they say about me. I'm counting it all joy, regardless of why I have to fall in the lines of God. But how many of you know that if you fall down for the name of God, he'll build you up. He'll restore some peace to you. Oh, glory. I'm getting loose here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Count it all joy. My sisters and my brothers, I need you at this time, amen, to count it all joy, amen. Just allow some things to permeate, amen. Count it all joy. Don't let your situations and your circumstances dictate your praise and your worship. Don't allow the things and the people around you to dictate your situation. If you count it all joy in all that you've been through, amen, let God direct your path. He'll make the crooked path straight, amen? For those right now that desire to love on the Lord, amen, this is your opportunity at this time. Raise your hands and with bowed heads, amen? Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, Lord God, repenting of all our sins, God. We're coming before you, confessing with our mouths that you are our Savior, our Lord, and our Deliverer. It's only through you, Lord God, that we're able to do all things, Lord God. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you forgive us for the sins that are known and unknown to us right now, God. Lord God, we deserve to praise and worship you. We desire to serve you. We desire to love on you. We desire to do the things that you're calling us out the trenches to do, God. Show us the way, Lord God. Fill us up with your grace and your mercy. Fill us up with your kindness, God. Fill us up with the understanding, Lord God. Lord God, we know that we are not to depend on our own understanding, but to lean on to you, God. So, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to allow us to be servants of you, God. Allow us this opportunity, God, to go out to the highways and byways, and be evangelists, Lord God, and teach someone about the good news of you, Father God. There is no prospective person, Lord God, respected person, God. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be evangelist. You don't have to be a minister. You just need to know that you know that you know that it is Christ, Lord, and Savior. Amen? We need you, Lord God. We need you right now, Father God. We need you to do some wonderful things right now, God. Lord God, this up and coming year, Lord God, show your people right now, Lord God, that it's you, Lord God, that holds it, God. You said it in your word, Lord God, that I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. You said it in your word that I am the word and I was with the word. Ah, glory. We just praise you right now, Lord God. We just praise you right now, Lord God. We just praise you right now, Lord God. We just tell you, thank you, God, for everything you're doing. Lord God, thank you for this Thanksgiving, Lord God. Thank you for the up and coming days, Lord God, that we're able to celebrate your birth. But Lord God, thank you, Lord, for being the ruler and the lover of our souls. Lord, we know that there is none like you, Father God. For anything that we desire, as long as we are true and faithful to your word, there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Lord, on every event, we're asking that you cover us right now, Lord God. Feel the hedge of protection around your people, Lord God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come across them, Lord God. In their travels, let them go with your speed, God. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, open your mouth right now and give him what you owe.
Father, I'm grateful, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity to just say a simple word to your people, Lord God.
Give him what you owe him, church.
And I count it all joy. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for taking in the word. Amen. Lord God, thank you for using me. Saints, if ever you're looking for a church home, amen, or if you just need a little guidance, or if you need prayer, you just need someone to vent, amen, you can go to our website of International Prayer Center, amen. That website is www.intprayer.com. Amen. Again, their website is www.intprayer.com. I am Pastor Priscilla E. McCray of International Prayer Center, and interceding is what I do. I'll find you same time, same place, at this time, on this hour, amen? Pray one for another, amen? Tell somebody to tell somebody to call in, amen, and get a word from God, amen? Stop by, amen, our website and just leave us a guest book. Let us know that you were there. If you desire to have prayer, amen, fill in our prayer chambers, amen? God bless you. We love you. Again, this is Pastor McCray with Interceding is What I Do. I love you, and my sisters and my brothers, be safe on this holiday. God bless, and good night.